This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine will not use city resources to help enforce civil immigration laws. The Common Council unanimously approved an ordinance Wednesday. It also limits when city workers can ask about immigration status and bans officers from wearing masks. Plans are moving forward to build 34 homes on the former Geezy Elementary School property. Construction could begin next year. City and Racine Unified employees may qualify for up to $50,000 in down payment assistance. A former Waukegan police officer is facing new stalking charges in Kenosha County. Prosecutors say Willis Baird targeted a woman after their relationship ended and urged ICE to arrest her. He's scheduled for a court appearance in early September. The Racine County Fair livestock auction raised more than $1 million this year. A record number of animals were sold that benefit the local 4-H and FFA members. Community State Bank says sales set records for both large and small animals. Go deeper on the numbers today at RacineCountyEye.com. And a Kenosha nonprofit is seeking volunteers for a bed-building event tomorrow. Sleep in Heavenly Peace hopes to build more than 300 beds for children in need. Organizers are asking up to 300 volunteers to help. Find out more by searching Sleep in Heavenly Peace Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. First, it was lettuce tied to Taco Bell. Now, jalapenos linked to Chipotle and Qdoba are the source of another outbreak of foodborne illnesses. Federal health officials are investigating a salmonella outbreak that has sickened people across 27 states, including Wisconsin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this week, Minnesota and Colorado account for the vast majority of cases, with 110 each. So far, fewer than a dozen people in Wisconsin have gotten sick with salmonella linked to the outbreak. The CDC says 36 people have been hospitalized across the country, but no one has died. FBI Director Kash Patel was recently in Wisconsin talking law enforcement and cybersecurity. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
FBI Director Patel and Congressman Van Orden answered a number of law enforcement-focused questions during what they called the fireside chat, covering topics from investigating fraud to combating increasingly common AI-powered scams. The visit from FBI Director Patel was the latest in a string of high-profile Republican visits to the Chippewa Valley over recent months as the midterm election draws near. Previous visits have featured President Donald Trump himself, as well as his cabinet secretaries like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Brooke Rollins, and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Congressman Van Orden will face off with the 2024 Democratic nominee Rebecca Cook or former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge in November, depending on the outcome of the Democratic primary election next week. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
That primary takes place Tuesday, August 11th. If you're heading out to Packers Family Night or hitting the first weekend of the state fair, forecasters say you're in luck weather-wise for the most part. National Weather Service forecasters in Green Bay say it'll be sunny and warm at Lambeau for most of the day, but there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. Down in West Allis, it looks like a cream puff of a forecast. Forecasters say storm chances do move in Saturday night. Wisconsin is gearing up for what could be one of the busiest summer travel weekends of the year. With the state fair in full swing alongside local festivals and sporting events, motorists should anticipate heavier than normal congestion on highways surrounding Milwaukee and other vacation hotspots. State transportation officials are urging drivers to account for extra travel time, reduce speed in work zones, and monitor road conditions prior to departing. Local tourism operators are also forecasting a significant surge in activity throughout the state this weekend. Turns out Wisconsin is such a nice place to visit, many who travel north to our state decide to stay, especially those leaving the Windy City for the Brew City. A new U-Haul report suggests Milwaukee is still drawing people from Chicago. The company says Milwaukee was the top destination for Chicago movers in the Gen X and Millennial groups, while Wisconsin was the number one state for Chicago boomers, too. At the same time, people leaving Milwaukee were more likely to move to places like Texas or Florida. U-Haul says the data comes from one-way rental patterns over the past year. A Madison-based VA hospital is participating in a new clinical trial to treat alcohol use disorder, or AUD, in veterans. The William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison is one of 18 VA medical centers across the country participating in the study to test the use of GLP-1 medications as a treatment for AUD. The study, known as the Cessation of Reduction of Alcohol Consumption in Veterans Trial, will enroll more than 600 veterans at VA medical centers nationwide. Researchers will track participants between the ages of 18 and 80 to study changes in drinking, health, and quality of life while they receive weekly injections of either GLP-1, semaglutide, or a placebo over a 24-week period. The goal is to expand the tools available to help veterans take control of their health and recovery. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers homestand continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open up a home weekend series against the Twins. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 in front of 38,000 fans. Dustin May, picked up in that trade with the Cardinals, allowed only 2 runs on just 3 hits over 6 complete innings to earn the win.
It was definitely exciting. Definitely had a little rust to knock off. It's been 8 or 9 days since my last one. So, it was good to get out there and compete. And the guys played great behind me, and we scored some runs. So it was a great team win.
NFL former Badger Jonathan Taylor signed a 2-year extension with the Colts worth $44 million, making him the second highest paid running back in the league behind the Lions' Jahmyr Gibbs. Tonight in Green Bay, it's family night at Lambeau Field. Will there be any live tackling?
I think for the young guys, it'll be one period. It'll be like 10 plays, then we'll let them kind of get their first crack at it.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, 68 tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 81. Saturday night, a couple of showers, and then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.